Genesis, chapter 50. And Joseph fell on his father's face, and wept on him, and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his slaves the physicians to embalm his father, and the physicians embalmed Israel. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for so are fulfilled the days of embalming, and the Egyptians wept for him 70 days. And when the days of weeping for him were past, Joseph spoke to the house of Pharaoh, saying, If now I have found favor in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, My father made me swear, saying, Look, I die, in my grave which I have dug for me in the land of Canaan, there you will bury me. Now therefore let me go up, I pray you, and bury my father, and I will come again. And Pharaoh said, Go up, and bury your father, according to as he made you swear. And Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the slaves of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt. And all the house of Joseph, and his brothers, and his father's house, only their little ones, and their flocks, and their herds, they left in the land of Goshen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. And they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond the Jordan, and there they lamented with a very great and intense lamentation, and he made a mourning for his father 7 days. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, they said, This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians, therefore the name of it was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond the Jordan. And his sons did to him according to as he commanded them. For his sons carried him into the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham bought with the field, for a possession of a burying place, of Ephron the Hittite, before Mamre. And Joseph returned into Egypt, he, and his brothers, and all who went up with him to bury his father, after he had buried his father. And when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, It may be that Joseph will hate us, and will fully repay us all the evil which we did to him. And they told Joseph the following order, Your father commanded before he died, saying, So you will say to Joseph, Forgive, I pray you now, the transgression of your brothers, and their sin, because they did to you evil. And now, we pray you, forgive the transgression of the slaves of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. And his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, Look, we are your slaves. And Joseph said to them, Don't be afraid, for am I in the place of God? And as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore don't be afraid, I will nourish you, and your little ones. And he comforted them, and spoke kindly to them. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he, and his father's house, and Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's sons of the third generation, the sons also of Machir the son of Manasseh were born on Joseph's knees. And Joseph said to his brothers, I die, but God will surely visit you, and bring you up out of this land to the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the sons of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you will carry up my bones from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt.